And we do have some one registration against item 17 from Dave Sikorsky, president of AFSCME, Local 886. And we have one person who would like to speak against it, Penny Secor from AFSCME. But, you know, we're just probably going to lay it over, so we may not need to do that. And I know that Supervisor Alexander has a request before we do anything. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to request to be added as a co-sponsor on this resolution.
On resolution for number 17?
Correct.
Okay.
I would, too.
Okay. So we have those requests. And then...
Yes.
Supervisor
Mr.
Johnson.
Chairman, I move that I move layover on item of item 17. I move to layover item 17.
To the next meeting?
To the next meeting. To the next cycle.
Any discussion on that? Okay. Let's take the roll on laying it over.
Motion for layover. Supervisor Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
From OS?
No.
Let's
go. How's Ivan Mill?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No. I guess we're not laying it over. I guess we're going to do it.
Motion failed. I voted 2 to 6.
How's Ida Mill?
How's Ida Mill? Okay. 1 to 7.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's all right. So I guess, Penny, feel free to make your pitch. Just in case people think these things are scripted.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I would ask you at this point to vote down this resolution and ordinance. And the reason being is that we have several things in place right now that I think that can address it. We're not under any illusion that at some point these issues are going to be raised, that we know that we're going to be looking at basically everything. And that's why last month you passed the meet and confer, for us to go to these issues that are being talked about. Now, the one that's up before you right now concerns the backdrop. Now, I was here for the whole meeting. I saw the presentation on the bonds for the pension and stuff like that. But one thing that was not discussed that is a change from Act 10 is that now the employees are paying for their own pension. They are paying a portion of their own pension. That money is coming directly out of the employee's pocket and into the pension fund. I saw none of those facts and figures where that money has any impact on any of the decisions that you make. And I'm looking at this resolution before you right now. Right now, we have employees paying more for their pension than they ever had before, and you are before them right now taking away a benefit. They are paying for this benefit. They own this benefit. This is their benefit that they are having payroll deductions for. This is something that is different than when we have ever talked about any pension stuff before. The employees now have a monetary stake in anything that happens with the pension system. And I guess there have been no discussions. We have an employee representative on the pension board, and he wrote a card, Dave Sikorsky. He is vice president of the pension board. And at no time has there ever been any discussions between the pension work group and the pension board about this issue. It was strictly just a resolution that was given, and it was given to them. I think they had a meeting yesterday. And there has been absolutely no discussion between the two on how this is how is the law affect now that the employees are paying for a portion of this? How is that all going to work? So at this point, And if you look at the resolution itself, if you look at from like line 34 down, it says in there, the actual resolution says that the pension board has written their recommendation to accept this and that it's going to be done. From my understanding, there is no recommendation from the pension board itself, and that is the bottom part of the resolution. So at this time, I'm asking you to vote down this resolution because there are a lot of ramifications that we don't know about, and I'm sure you don't, because that's one of the issues that we're concerned about. And we also have meet and confer now. We have a vehicle for these discussions to take place. And when we have these meetings about pension or health insurance or anything that it is, that's where the experts come in from each department, whether it's the pension department, health care oversight, whatever it is, and it will be a part of meet and confer so that we can sit down and discuss these issues. So at this point, I would ask you to vote no on this resolution.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Secor? If not, thank you. Any questions or comments or motion from someone on the committee? He wanted to register. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now after hearing her testimony, thank you very much for allowing that. I would like to move for a layover.
Okay. Is there anything procedurally wrong with that, since we already didn't lay it over? Is that procedurally okay?
If not a new motion for a layover, then to reconsider the layover. I was on the prevailing side.
Okay.
Proper motion would be a motion to reconsider. I just wanted to address procedural issues raised. If I
go ahead.
The pension board did meet yesterday. It did have this proposal before it, pursuant to the referral from the county board. It did provide a comment, which I don't know if it got passed out to you, but there is a comment in the record Ms. Miller has. Paraphrasing the comment, it was essentially that the pension board did not take a position on the substance of the proposal, but provided information with respect to an estimate of $250,000 to $500,000 for reprogramming costs for the computer system, a one-time cost. And so the comment was essentially three or four sentences, and that's what it said. So in terms of the ordinances have been met with respect to obtaining and receiving pension board comment. This does still require Pension Study Commission review, which has not yet happened, and that's another hurdle. That does not prevent this committee from acting, but it would prevent the board from acting if the commission has not decided.
So, yeah, just so the public's clear, unless the pension board acts between now and Thursday, whatever this committee does, nothing's going to happen at the board level next day.
Unless the Pension Study Commission acts, correct.
Which isn't likely to happen. They don't have a meeting scheduled to where we're right?
They could schedule it any time between now and Thursday morning.
Right. But at this point, they don't have one scheduled, correct?
As far as I know, okay. Yes.
That's fair.
No, I'll just agree with you, sir.
Okay. So now we have...
a motion for reconsideration.
That was sort of a shortness issue this time. Yeah, my wife's short, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I would just like to get clarification regarding how long the Pension Study Commission has had this particular item has not, without acting on it.
One meeting.
How long has it been?
Supervisor Johnson?
So you call the date.
Does
anybody else have an answer to that?
They met last in June before this meeting met, the morning of.
And was this item before
June
them
21st.
At that time?
June 21st.
Yes.
When are they expected to meet again?
When could we reasonably expect a answer back from that particular committee?
Supervisor Mayo is the chair of the commission, I should say.
Yes, we'll have to ask him.
Supervisor Mayo?
Yes, we'll have to ask him.
All right.
And the other two county board members you're sitting right next to. And then there are two public members.
So we have Supervisor Alexander's motion to reconsider the motion, which laid it over. So first we have to vote on
reconsideration, right.
So if you want to reconsider it, your vote would be aye. Do you have something to
Yeah, just, Mr. Chair, I guess I'll just explain what I'm going to do. If people want to reconsider and people want to lay it over, I understand that sentiment. Obviously, I'm frustrated as the author. I hope that perhaps the co-chairs could write a memo to the chair of the study committee asking them to take it up to say, you know, that the committee is frustrated in not being able to act on something without them playing their role. So I hope that you could do that for us. But I'll vote to reconsider, and I'll continue to vote, I would vote against the layover because of my frustration, but I understand what the will of the committee may be.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, I think we were doing exactly what you were doing. I've talked to Supervisor Lipscomb and others extensively over the years on this issue, and now we finally have a county executive who is trying to do something about this. This has large ramifications. I believe the Pension Study Commission does have the figures that we have here and have had those figures, so I think part of our frustration and vote was to be less than subtle and ask the Pension Study Commission to take a stand on this. We need to take a stand on this. I think that word has been sufficiently given. So you've had a couple co-sponsors to this from this committee today. So, I don't want to just, I think the point's been made, and all of us don't have to vote not to lay over. I understand what Supervisor Lipscomb is saying. My feeling would be strongly lay over or not to stop the layover, but we're not going to get the answers anyway. So I know the whole committee needs time, so I appreciate the reconsideration. Thank you.
Yeah, Supervisor Haas.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a member of both the Pension Study Commission and of the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee, I would like to see action on this item. That said, we are waiting on the commission for their response to this. Given that we have to wait on that, I think it will support the layover for the time being, only because our hands are relatively tied in the short run. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask Mr. Grady if he could forward, and I don't know if Supervisor Mayo has the letter from Attorney Phillips. I'm not aware of that. But if you could forward that information to Supervisor Mayo, it might have been part of a package. I just don't recall what all of we received at the commission.
Just for clarification, you're referring to the letter from the outside counsel, Attorney Riley?
Yes.
Attorney Riley.
Right.
I believe all county board members have had it in the past, but I can resend it.
It would probably be a good idea to give it to everybody.
Please,
everybody.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Okay. With that, why don't you take the roll on the motion to reconsider?
Supervisor Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
From the West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to reconsider approved 8-0.
So do we have another motion on the floor to something with a sign?
Motion to lay over.
Motion to lay it over. Okay. Want to take the roll on that? Any discussion?
On the layover, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
West,
I
don't know.
Jeez. Roma West.
Motion to lay over approved 5-3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that leads us to item 18. We have a lengthy discussion on the report.